Good evening, my dear friends, and welcome to Evening Prayer, the prayer of Vespers. And this evening we come together in love and we light our candle for peace and for unity within the whole family of God. God's children, our brothers and sisters who are hurting in mind, in body and spirit. We light this light in the name of our beloved Father, Mother God, who creates life, in the name of the Spirit, who is the fire of life, in the name of the cosmic Christ, who loves life, in the name of Gaia, our beloved Earth Mother, who nurtures the divine in all life, in the name of all faith traditions and none, for they too are the children of God, our brothers and sisters. And in the name of spiritual diversity, I, Brother Sean, welcome you on behalf of all my brothers and sisters of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans to this table of love. And we begin our evening prayer with the prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We entered the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the Heavenly Father, Mother God, the Earthly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Wednesday evening, we commune with the Angel of Love, saying, Angel of Love, descend upon my feeling body and purify all my feelings. Whilst this is being said, the feeling body both sends and attracts superior currents of feeling energy to and from all beings on earth, and all those in the cosmic ocean of love. And coming to our Celtic prayers from Iona, we say, You are behind me and before me, O God. You lay your hand upon me. And our opening prayer and thanksgiving, As I utter these prayers from my mouth, O God, in my soul may I feel your presence. The knee that is stiff, O healer, make pliant. The heart that is hard, make warm beneath your wing. The wound that is giving me pain, O best of healers, make me whole. And may my hopes and my fears find a listening place with you. Let us just be still in the presence of our God. Let us allow our heart embrace the stillness of all that is sacred within us and around us. And our first reading this evening is from Scripture. It's from Psalm 22 of the Old Testament Bible. Give the leaders of the nations your justice, O God. May they lead the people with truth and the poor with compassion. May they defend the needy and stop the oppressor. May they be wise as long as the sun and the moon shine. May they be like rain that falls on dry ground, like showers that water the earth. In their days may right relationships thrive and peace prosper. May they have power from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May they pity the weak and save the sick. For precious is the blood of the poor. May prayers be said for them continually, and blessings offered all day long. May there be plenty of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains and bring health to every family. May people blossom in the cities and children grow like flowers in the field. May their name and their fame last forever. May every nation of the world be blessed in them, and may they know happiness in their own lives. Blessed be you, O God, of all creation. May your glory fill the earth. Let us reflect just for a moment on those beautiful words. Let us be still and embrace the peace and the love of God. And as we are in the season of Lent coming up to Palm Sunday, this Sunday coming, we read from our dear sisters Eleanor and Elizabeth. Let us not forget to praise our Mother, Father, God for everything in our life. Many times we become complacent, caught up in the busyness of our life, and fail to give gratitude to the One. Let us read the words of David, reigniting the flame of praise which comes from our heart to God. In Psalm 66 we read, "Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praises to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to our God, how tremendous are your deeds. Come and see the works of God. Tremendous are his deeds among the children of Adam. Bless our God, you people. Loudly sounds his praise. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appeared to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue." Today is day 36. And our reflection for the day, I will take time to thank God with a grateful heart. And our affirmation, I am in balance with the natural rhythm of life. And in Psalm 105, verse 7, we read, "O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Reverence God by walking in his presence. It is the loving will that prays always. The mind thinks, the will loves. Thinking of God is not yet prayer. But loving God cannot be anything but prayer. Good prayer does not consist in the depths of thinking, but in the depths of loving. It is impossible for us to practice interrupted mental attention to the presence of God. If we wish at the same time to give attention to our very duties, the mind needs words to express itself. that will does not. The will's love can be without words. Love can be so strong that words lose the power of expression. And those words come from an American saint, Mother Catherine M. Drexel, foundress of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Let these words nourish your spirit and bring inspiration to your soul. Light and love from our dear sisters Eleanor and Elizabeth. And now coming to the beautiful Celtic prayers from Iona, we come to our evening intercessions. O God of the stars and the night skies, may your light be coming through thick clouds this night, on me and on everyone coming through dark tears, on each one in need and in suffering. Recall the events of the day and pray for healing within and among all people. And especially this evening, we remember in our prayers the whole family of God, regardless of their belief, the color of their skin, their political correctness, or their gender orientation. For we are not here to sit in judgment, but to embrace the divine within each child of God. And with Sister Elizabeth, we pray for Larry and Kelly moving soon. We pray for our dear Sister Sue, who needs our prayers today. And we pray for her family and her small holistic cafe that touches many lives. We remember our dear Sister Pam in America, and especially that she's given the strength to trust in the providence of God. We give thanks for the power of prayer, intercessory prayer, for our dear sister Elizabeth and Eleanor, especially Eleanor, having her disability entitlement been awarded to her against a lot of odds. And we pray for our dear sister Teresa in Manchester for healing of her foot, for Sister Diane, who needs healing for her MS, for all the oblates and monastics in our community who embrace the divine from their monastery without walls. So let us come and let us be still in the presence of all that is. Let us give thanks to our beloved Father, Mother, God, to all the great ascended masters, to all the holy men and women of all faith traditions, to Gaia, to Mother Earth, and to the angels of the animal kingdom. We thank God as Franciscans for all our beloved pets, for bringing into our lives so much love. Let us be still now. And let us send love, light, and blessing from our hearts and from our sacred oasis out into the community where we live, into the country where we live, and out into the wider global village, especially to those who are hungry, thirsty, who are oppressed, who are denied their rights, their human rights. And we pray for those who abuse the rights of the children of God, for those who abuse God's power in the name of God, and especially to religious men and women who shackled the children of God with guilt and fear. Let us pray for them. Let us be still now. And let us not forget to hold a dear pet of our sisters in Philadelphia, dear Willie, who apparently is very sick. Let us send love to this beautiful animal who has given so much love to our sisters. Let us pray for Willie. And coming together now, we say the beautiful Lord's Prayer, but with a different slant. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of this world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us, for your reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And our closing prayer is a Celtic prayer. Christ stands before me, and peace is in his mind. Sleep, O sleep in the calm of all calm. Sleep, O sleep in the love of all loves. Sleep, I this night in the God of all life. Go in peace to love and to serve your God. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah. Pax et bonum, om shanti. Solo di caritas, salam alaikum. And may the peace of your God empower you this night. Reclaim your divinity as a child of God, a co-creator of the divine. Good night and God bless you. Until we meet again.